Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Deuteronomy 32, are you there? Verse 9. Deuteronomy 32:9. The Lord's portion is His people. There's nothing more important to Him than us. Jacob is the lot of His inheritance. He found Him in a desert land, in the waste, howling wilderness. He led Him about. He instructed Him. He kept Him as the apple of His eye. Say that out loud.
He keeps me
as the apple,
of His eye.
Now get this. As the eagle stirs up her nest and flutters over her young, spreads abroad her wings, taking them, bearing them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. Think about that every time I fly. That he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock. God will help you get things out of places and situations nobody else even thinks there. Honey out of the rock. And oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of the kidneys of the wheat. He's talking about the best of the best. And you did drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. You know, the Lord told Saul on the road to Damascus, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. You're waxing fat. You're grown thick. You're covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him. Could also say that made him rich. And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And this has been a tragic trend with some, even in our nation. Some have forsaken God. And many have lightly esteemed him. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations, they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to devils and not to God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat you, you are unmindful. And have forgotten God that formed you. Do we need to be mindful of our God?
Yes.
Now, without reading all of it, you'll see that he talks about judgment coming on him. For time's sake, skip on down to verse 28. They are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise and that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end, that they would realize where this is going and where it's going to end up. What about a nation that forsakes God? Where is it going to end up? You take the prayer out of the classrooms. You take the Ten Commandments off the courthouse building wall. You take prayer out of this. You take the Bible out of this. And the preacher can't say anything at this occasion. And on this TV channel, you can't use this verse. And where does it stop? Where is this going? This is going toward godlessness. Ungodly. Now we use that term, but there's a religious, that's ungodly. And they don't even know what they mean when they say it. What does ungodly mean? Ungodly. What about the un-cola? What's that? What's the un-cola? It's no cola. No cola. What's ungodly?
No God.
And do we hear this? No, don't bring your God into this. Don't bring your religion into this. Separation of church and state. Got to keep them separate. That ain't what people are after. They're after getting God out of everything. Don't try to bring God in this. Hey, God is here. He's real. He made this thing. He gives you your next breath. Now, you can deny that if you want to. You can play games about it if you want to. Take a breath. Do you have enough sense to know who gave you that?
Yes, sir.
Blink your eyes. All things, the Bible said, are upheld by the word of His power. He owns us. Multiple times over. He owns us by right of creation. Then He bought back His own creation. Redeemed us with the blood of the Lamb. He owns us second over by reason of buying us in redemption. Thirdly, we would make it out the night if He didn't sustain us and keep the sun shining and gravity pulling and your heart beating right. He sustains us every millisecond. And to try to act like there is no God and eliminate Him from everything is being a big fool. And we got a lot of folk like that. So what's that got to do with protection? Everything.
Amen.
Now read the rest of this and you'll see. He said, would that they understood this and they could see where this is going, their ladder in. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? How could it be that an army that is 10 times the size of another one gets defeated? And the strongest superpower in the world gets defeated by something or someone that shouldn't have had a chance. Can it happen? How? Cause He said their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. Now, without reading all this, let me skip down. Verse 36, let me read 35. To me belongs vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge His people and repent Himself for His servants when He sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And He shall say, where are their gods? Now get this. Where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Did you hear what God said? What did He say? You left me. Or are you listening now? You left me. You got you some new gods. Now you're in trouble. Now an army that's only the tenth the size of you is whipping you. You're in a terrible distress. Now you're praying. Now you want me to protect you. I thought you had some new gods. Let them protect you. Pray to them. Go to them. Are these my words or God's words?
God's.
Let me show you another place, the same thing. Judges. Judges 10. While you turn to Judges 10, how did Psalm 91 start off? Huh? When it gets to your part, what did it say?
I will say.
Huh? Oh, do you see? This is not... Yes, we've heard this so many times until it can just go right over us. But here is our part of this legal, spiritual issue that gives him a right. He said, you got your own gods. You left me. You put me out. You didn't want me. Can you put God out but keep his protection? Can you kick God out but keep his blessing? And keep his... Now God, we don't want you. We don't want your Bible. We don't want your word. We don't want anybody praying to you. We don't want anybody talking about you. But God bless America. It doesn't work. I said it doesn't work. He said, let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. Whatever it is you substituted for God. Are people substituting things for God in this country and world today? Like what? What do they think is their thing instead of God? Oh, we're all basically good people. You hear people, you wonder what planet they think they're living on. They talk about these terrorists and that they're basically good people. And if we just lay down our arms and just, you know, that they would just, everything would be great. There'd be a different flag flying over this place by tomorrow. You'd be learning a new language. And if you didn't renounce the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you could die. This is not theory. This has happened in the past. You got to decide who your God is. And who it is and what it is you're counting on to protect you and make it through. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we. Come on, help me out now. We will say of the Lord, he's our refuge. He's my fortress. He's my protector. He's my God. In him will I trust. I will trust in the Lord my God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Is God Your God? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204A. That's R1204A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.